There's more evidence today of just how deep the drought is gripping the country, and you can see it at a port in New South Wales. For the first time in a decade, Australia, one of the biggest grain producers in the world, is importing grain. A shipload of Canadian wheat is being unloaded at a port near Nowra, ready to be processed at the Manildra flour mills. Kath Sullivan prepared this report.
It's a bit of pill to swallow to have to say that we're now importing grain.
Grain Producers Chair Andrew Wiedemann doesn't like the idea of grain imports, but admits a poor harvest has put pressure on the businesses that rely on the crop.
We've seen very little production right down the east coast, and the demand for specific quality type grains increasing, and the risk to the businesses themselves of actually staying in business. So we've got a catch-22 situation, there's no doubt.
The importer is Australian-owned Manildra Group, which processes the grain to make starch and gluten for food and industrial products. It declined to speak to the ABC, but in an open letter to farmers, it warned it would need to continue to import grain to its Nowra factory until the end of 2019.
It is the first time in Manildra Group's 67-year history that exceptional drought circumstances have forced the requirement to import.
So far, Manildra has been granted permission to import 3 shipments of wheat, and the Agriculture Department is assessing a further 9 applications to import a variety of grains. While the imports are on the rise, the government's chief commodity forecaster, ABARES, says our national crop is growing.
The winter crop prospects at this point in the season look better this year than they looked last year.
Chief forecaster Peter Gooday.
So we're expecting that the winter crop production will be up by about 20% compared to last year. That's still 10% below the longer term average.
Peter Gooday says the value of Australia's farm produce across the board will continue to fall next year, even if the rainfall returns to normal levels.
Compared to this time last year, seasonal conditions are looking pretty good. But we're not expecting that to translate into an immediate increase in export values.
Peter Gooday expects Australian farmers will grow $59 billion worth of produce in 2019-20. That's about 3% down on this year. Part of the reason it won't increase, even if the seasons do go to plan, is because so many farmers decided to sell their livestock prematurely rather than fork out huge amounts to buy and feed. Drought forced cattle grazier Tony Hegarty to make the difficult call to destock on his New South Wales farm last year.
It's very difficult to lock yourself into something where you see no end. No end to the feeding, no end to the costs. And the destocking at the moment has been a very good option.
But now, thanks to recent rains, he is rebuilding.
It's not as if it's a catastrophic shock. It's a bit slower, and I think the market's good enough and the outlook for the market is good enough to have confidence to rebuild.
Cattle producer Tony Hegarty ending that report from Kath Sullivan.